Let's go to Randall, listening in Westford, Mass. 96.9 FM Talk. Randall, you don't think the polls are accurate?
I'm glad you mentioned two forms of legislation that Jordan Kerry sponsored, being the fact that that's two more than most people in this state even know he did. I just wanted to say that it's absolutely amazing to me, because I do actually talk to a lot of people about this policy with Kerry in our state here in Mass. And I have to say to you that I am a Democrat. I am an independent voter at this time. And I have to say that I am voting for George Bush. And I have to say, in part, it's because you sit there and realize, and it's amazing to me, that people don't understand the terrorism, and the people that are committing these heinous acts are committing terrorism and cutting off people's heads and blowing up innocent people. These are the people that we're fighting in Iraq. And if they don't think that that's terrorism, I don't know what they think. But the bottom line is, I'm really concerned about the fact that if we don't get George Bush in there to finish that job, we better realize that 9/11 was an unprovoked attack, and we weren't in the Middle East at that time.
Bingo, bingo, bingo. Randall, you are absolutely 100%, or as OJ would say, 150% right. Remember when OJ got up and said he's 150% or 200?
Michael Jackson said the same thing.
No, OJ said he's 200% not guilty. I'll never forget that. What a dope. Anyway, but that's an excellent point. The mindset that says, oh, well, we could have left well enough alone in Iraq. Yeah, all these explosives, all these weapons that Saddam was piling up, the money he was making from oil for food. We needed to leave well enough alone. The inspectors could have been running around the country. He would have been contained. Contained until when? Contained with what? He was in violation of the ceasefire agreement, violation of UN resolutions. I mean, this is an interesting debate to have. But in retrospect, without a doubt, we are better off that this freak is behind jail, behind bars. And let's not forget that on Meet the Press over the weekend, there was two visions that we heard. And the one vision was Bob Kerry, and he was talking to Tim Russert. The other vision in support of President Bush was Rudy Giuliani. And Bob Kerry, coming out for John Kerry on Meet the Press, gave us that mindset again about Saddam Hussein.
Even with Saddam Hussein in power, those weapons were not in the hands of terrorists, and they are today. This thing has been badly mismanaged since the American forces won this war in March of 2004.
Saddam Hussein was not a terrorist?
No, Saddam Hussein is not a terrorist. Saddam Hussein certainly was an enemy of the United States of America.
No big deal. Come on. He was an enemy, but whatever. Do you see what we're getting at here? 800-876-4123. You know, before we forget this, we got to get to this miniature thing. We have so much to get to. All right, before we forget this, Dick Cheney is very funny, okay? He has an underestimated sense of humor. I loved it when he was in Colorado first, and people in the audience, they just loved Cheney. And he's, again, people think he's just such a flatliner, he doesn't have a sense of humor. Well,
Howard Dean was the anti-war candidate, and Dean was surging ahead in the polls. So, John... knock it off, Howard. Let me start over again here.
I love that person in the crowd, though. That was a total dinky, wild dinky moment. Didn't you love that? I loved it. And then... okay, so then he goes to Colorado, and then they are, if they can get four electoral votes from Hawaii and surprise everyone, hit them in the, I want to hit people in the head with coconuts in this election, okay? Coconuts, pineapples, whatever you have to do. I don't care if Dick Cheney has to put on a grass skirt to get those four electoral votes. More power to him.
Some candidates may take Hawaii for granted. President Bush and I take it seriously. We're proud to have you on the team. Together on Tuesday, we're going to see our cause forward to victory. Mahalo and good night.
I love the Hawaii Five-O music. Remember Chin Ho was played by Cam Fong? Do you remember that on Hawaii Five-O? I always remember the names of all the people at the end. That was such a great show, number one.
Garrett's hair never moved.